This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The coroner's office reports that 21-year-old Drake Gamble, a southern Humboldt man whose family lives outside the county, died after he was pulled from life support at a local hospital. Gamble suffered severe injuries in a traffic collision on Avenue of the Giants early Sunday morning and was taken to the hospital and placed on life support. The decision to take him off was made on Wednesday, and an autopsy has been scheduled. Lieutenant Dennis Young of the Sheriff's Office told Kim Kemp at Redheaded Black Belt that there was an incident that involved Gamble's girlfriend, Chelsea Cookston, who was later arrested on suspicion of DUI. On Wednesday, a group of community members, alumni, and staff from Humboldt State University held a meeting to discuss the future of funding for the school's athletic department. President Lisa Rossbacher and Athletic Director Duncan Robbins were in attendance, and it was decided that the community members and the alumni have made plans to raise $500,000 per year for the next 5 years for athletics. The athletic department has operated with a deficit for the past 2 years, including more than $600,000 in the past fiscal year. If you want to attend HSU, tomorrow is the opening of the fall application season for students who want to attend the school next year. Applications are being accepted for first-time freshmen, upper and lower division transfer students, returning students, international students, and grad students. And you can get more details at the school's website. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law a bill that will change the primary election dates for both federal and state elections. Beginning in 2020, California will hold its presidential primary on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in March. The change will also force state races to hold primaries in March instead of June, as they are scheduled now. The change was made to give the state a greater say in the primary election. A second community meeting to discuss the current state and the future of the fishing industry on the North Coast is scheduled for tonight in Shelter Cove. Local fishery-related businesses and consultants, along with staff from Humboldt State, are working to craft a fishing sustainability plan for the region. The meeting will be held at the Shelter Cove Community Center from 6 to 8 p.m. Caltrans has issued an update for Highway 299 east of Weaverville for next week. The highway will be closed between Junction City and Helena during daylight hours and open to one-way traffic overnight as work is done on the hillside above the roadway damaged by the Helena fire. Motorists will have single-time openings during business hours at 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with one-way controlled traffic on Sunday. The Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District will host a public workshop tomorrow at the Warfinger Building from 9:30 until 11:30 a.m. The Harbor District has received federal funding for restoration and conservation of eelgrass beds, and the goal is to develop strategies to allow for aquaculture and dredging on the bay. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.